Hello, welcome to the Two Coffee Teachers Podcast. I'm Josh. Here on the Two Coffee Teachers Podcast, we are educators who want to contribute to our field. On this podcast, we talk about education and relevant content to apply in our classrooms. It is our hope that in this podcast, we can encourage educators without needing that second cup of coffee. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. We're glad to have you. If you're a regular subscriber, thanks for tuning in, hanging out with us through the summertime. Doing some good podcasting here. This episode, we're going to be focusing specifically on the presidential candidates and their stances on education. The GOP and the Democrats, Clinton and Trump. The nominees have been announced for both major political parties. We're heading towards the general election in November, and the platforms are solid. The candidates have been chosen. It's time to discuss where these two candidates stand on education. I'm solo again this week. I miss hashing out ideas with Alex, but we're looking forward to getting together again to another episode of the podcast together. Things this summer have been a little crazy with Alex coaching and traveling and with me working back here in Virginia. So we've been working on investing in some new equipment and investing in some new technology in order to do these episodes. Even if we can't be in the same room like we used to. So we're working on that. Thanks so much for sticking with us. I know it's a little unconventional for us here at the Two Coffee Teacher Podcast. But hey, we're flexible. We're teachers, right? We're rolling with it. And we're trying to pump out as many quality episodes and encourage great conversation online as we possibly can. So this week, we're talking about the presidential candidates, the two political parties, and their stances officially on education. One of the values that we value here on the podcast, Alex and I want to contribute to our field. It's one of the main things that we want to do with this podcast. And while this one is a little unconventional from the typical topics that we really cover on the Two Coffee Teacher Podcast, we hope that to inform in order that we can know and be aware of the ideas circulating behind voting for each candidate or for each party. And so hoping that as we become informed, that you become informed through this dialogue, that we can affect the future of our students, not only in the classroom, but with our votes as well. So knowing what each party stands for, knowing what each candidate stands for, we believe can be really helpful in determining, you know, the future of our education system here in the United States. So I'm going to go through the rundown. I'm going to go through the political parties. I'm going to go through each candidate. I'm going to start with the Republicans and the GOP, hit Donald Trump, and then I'm going to talk with the Democrats and Ms. Hillary Clinton as well. So I want to be pretty clear about where all the information from this podcast came from. They came from two distinct sources, okay? Each party, before or during its convention, establishes a party platform, okay, where the party gets together and agrees on what they stand for going into the election, okay? So each major political party has published their platform, and I have researched and analyzed each party's platform. I'm going to try and break it down to describe each party's stance on education. For each major candidate, the Donald and Ms. Clinton, I went through on their websites and went through what they have posted, I guess, to be their plan for education based on what they post on their official websites. Four total sources, two platforms, two official websites for what these people stand for. So if for some reason you're listening to this and you're like, oh my gosh, Josh, that might not be right, being transparent about where my sources are, if you want to talk about some of the things they said, or maybe something that someone said in a different place that may contradict some of these ideas, hit us up on Twitter or in our Facebook group. We'll talk about that later in the podcast. So here's the GOP, the grand old party, the Republicans, okay? In general, they aren't strong believers in the federal government being a part of education. They believe more strongly in it being left to the local level. They're a firm believer in strong family values. They believe the family and the parents are the primary educators and that there isn't a one-size-fits-all way of education. That's the way they describe it in their platform, a one-size-fits-all way to education. They oppose national standards and standardized test, national standardized testing, as well as the Common Core standards. They've also noted in their platform their belief in the value of knowing the Bible is good for educated citizens, being part of their literature, curriculum, and general knowledge. Okay? In the GOP's platform, they break down a few key things. Number one, they believe in academic excellence for all based on a couple of simple ideas. They believe in building on STEM, emphasis on career and technical education. They want to end social promotions, encourage instruction of the original documents of our country, like the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, things like that. They believe in strong leadership from the local level, and they also believe the merit-based approach rather than tenured teachers. They believe in merit-based approach rather than giving teacher tenure. Okay, that's where they stand on having academic excellence for all based on a couple of those ideas. They also believe in choice in education. This is a big thing for conservatives, that the bulk of federal money through the Title I for low-income students should follow the child to whatever the school the family thinks will work best for them. Students should be able to choose the school they think fits best for them, and have a bit of a competition between schools. They support the original meaning of Title IX. As far as improving higher education, they want to improve students' First Amendment rights on campus. They would encourage freedom and spreading of ideas, even maybe uncomfortable ones. I think this is one of those things where they, where you hear the news about the stereotype that maybe college students are pushing away ideas that may be uncomfortable for them. They want to open that dialogue. As far as college costs, they want the federal government should not be in the business of originating student loans. It's been a big issue, rising college costs and increased student loans. The official platform stance, the GOP, is that the federal government should not be in the business of originating student loans. Okay, so that's a quick summary of the GOP's official stance on education, through four or five key points and a couple of smaller points. I hope that gives you the grand idea of their stance. If you want to read into it, they write it out in quite a paper. You can go online, you can search the GOP or Republican official party platform 2016, and the whole document is there for free in a PDF that you can read. When I went to look about what the Donald officially stood for on education, the Donald has a website. You can click on issues at the top, and he has videos where he describes his thoughts on each of the issues that are important to him. So his video was really short, and I just picked out a couple of like the important points that he made. Education has to be at the local level. He says Common Core is a disaster. That's his saying. He notes that the United States is rated 28th in the world in education. I'm not sure if that's still the case, but that's what he says. That we spend far more per pupil than any other country in the world. I didn't fact check this. This is just what he's saying. He claims third world countries are doing better than the U.S. in education as well. I didn't fact check that. He says he's going to make education a top priority as well at the end of the video. Again, it's a very short video. He's sitting at his desk and he just kind of talks through his thoughts. He has not identified a clear plan. He has noted some things that he thinks are interesting in the education when we're talking about education. He claims it's going to be a top priority for him. Okay, so that's Donald Trump. That's Donald Trump and the GOP stance on education. Okay, moving from the right to the left, we're talking about the Democrats now. The Democrats just ripped up their convention last week, and this is what their official platform is on education. The first thing they want to do is their major point is making debt-free college a reality. This is definitely a push from the progressive, the Bernie bros, the Bernie Sanders supporters probably that put this in the platform. They want to make community college free. I know that's been an ambition of President Obama. They also want the cost should be a barrier. Cost should not be a barrier in higher education. They want people to have accessible access to higher education as possible. Let's see. They also want to provide relief from crushing student debt. Again, this is something the GOP acknowledged as a big issue as well. They want to allow those who currently have student debt to refinance their loans at the lowest rates and cut interest rates for future undergraduates. So that's good news for college students or recent college graduates. They want to crack down on predatory for-profit schools, so they have the opposite stance as the Republican Party. Republicans tend to believe in more of choice for schools, and Democrats tend to believe in providing as much support for all schools so that students have as best possibility for a good education as they can. So cracking down on preparatory for-profit schools, guaranteeing universal preschool and good schools for every child. So they want to get as many kids as possible into preschool and emphasis early on the importance of having a good education by raising wages for child care workers, ensuring high quality childhood educators. They also oppose high stakes standardized tests that falsely and unfairly, this is them and their platform saying that falsely and unfairly label students of color, disabilities, or English language learners as failing and using scores to evaluate teachers. I paraphrase that right off of their party platform. They also noted at the end that they want to have a national campaign to recruit and retain high-quality teachers. Okay, so that's the Democrats. A little bit different than the Republicans, but they both of them want to do well by education. Okay, now Ms. Hillary Clinton. Okay, this is when I went to her website. She had a bit of a breakdown. It wasn't a video like Donald Trump's was, but Hillary Clinton has it laid out like bullets written on her website, and so I'm summarizing them here now for you. Okay, Hillary Clinton wants to launch a national campaign to modernize and evaluate the profession of teaching by preparing, supporting, paying every child's teacher as if the future of our country is in their hands, because it is. That's what their website says. She also wants to provide every student in America an opportunity to learn computer science. Hillary will provide, this is their website, Hillary will provide states and school districts funding to help scale computer science instruction and lesson programs that improve student achievement or increase college enrollment and completion in computer science education fields. Okay, so emphasis on computer science as well. She also wants to, the bullet on their website says, rebuild America's schools. She wants to invest more in the Build America Bonds program to improve energy efficiency, upgrade things like science labs, and improve things like high-speed broadband. The last thing that she noted in her issues on education on her official website was to dismantle the school-to-prison pipeline. This was new compared to the rest of the research that I'd done on the Democratic Party as well as GOP and Mr. Trump. She wants to provide $2 billion in support to schools to reform overly punitive disciplinary policies and encourage states to use federal education funding to implement social and emotional support interventions. The school-to-prison pipeline is this idea that, you know, if students aren't given a poor education or aren't given enough support for any other reason, that they might lead them to the prison system. Hence the school-to-prison pipeline that just leads them to the prison system. So that's what that idea means, and she's writing against that. To kind of summarize where all these guys stand, so we can talk about a couple of key themes here. One of the key themes is they both want to improve education. The Donald says that we're 28th and that they're third world countries who have better education systems than us. Again, I didn't fact check that, but that's what he claims. Hillary Clinton wants to improve the school-to-prison pipeline and provide better teachers. The GOP talks about building on STEM programs and providing great school leadership. So they all want to improve on education, which is good. It's good to hear and see that our candidates and our political parties value education at a national level. So that's good. That's really important, right? What we do see when we look at these two political platforms and we look at these what these two candidates are saying on these platforms, we see two distinct directions in the way that you approach education. And this kind of goes into the core ideology of these two political parties and these two sets of ideologies. One of them wants to invest money into things like the federal government to improve education. Another wants to give that money towards local governments, local schools, to determine what to do with them. So it goes back to this deep idea and the difference between these two parties about the role of the federal government. Typically, Democrats and liberals believe in more federal government intervention. Typically, Republicans and conservatives believe in less government intervention, more emphasis on the states, letting people decide for themselves what to do with those resources or that time or their lives or whatever. Despite the distinct differences in these plans, both of them noted that they disapprove of high-stakes testing. They didn't come out and say that in the same way, but I think that's an interesting trend that both parties will come out publicly at a national level against high-stakes standardized testing in our schools. So where that is going to put the direction of education, I'm not sure, but I think it's interesting to note that they both agree, for much of their disagreements, they both agree that that was an issue to fix that. Other things to note between the difference between these, just between the two candidates, and this has been a criticism of his for a while, but Donald Trump hasn't, at least in his speaking on that, in his website, in his official platform, he didn't provide a specific plan. The only things he noted as far as that would hint to a plan was that he said Common Core is a disaster. He also noted that he wants to make education a top priority. So those are the only, other than that, he provided facts about education in America, but he didn't provide, it wasn't very good to, he just didn't think it was going well. It's kind of hard to see what direction he'll take with that. On the counterpoint, Hillary Clinton did provide more specific plans like dismantling the school-to-prison pipeline, mentioning things like the Build America Bonds program, about planning to launch a national campaign. I didn't go into detail. I didn't research detail how they plan to do that specifically, but I think that's interesting that she provided some ideas about that as what that the Donald difference. That's just a difference between those two. Yeah, and so those are kind of the key similarities, the key like differences between them. I'm certainly not here on any sort of soapbox to tell you how to vote or who to support. It really depends on what you believe in, what you think is best for your school, your school system, your state, your country's education system, and most importantly, your students. So our goal here today, the Two Coffee Teacher Podcast, again, is not to tell you how to vote. It's just to identify some themes, identify what the platforms have said they want to do, what the candidates have said they want to do as far as education, so that you know when you walk into the voting booth what they're looking to do, what they're aiming to do. I think a lot of us have been really discouraged with this election. I think a lot of us have been really kind of exhausted by this election. And So I hope that by sometimes I really just wish that someone would just tell me the breakdown of what's going to happen if either of these two are put in office. Like, what exactly this is going to mean for me and my community and my country. And so we're hoping that just by outlining what they think on education, that that might provide a little bit of clarity in this very gray, very little simplicity will provide against this very cloudy and gray election. So that is our goal here, to not to tell how to vote, but to inform and hope that it can be of value to you going into the general election. Now, you know, we're recording this now in the beginning of August, late July. So could this change? Yeah, their platforms could certainly change by November. And maybe that's something Alex and I will approach on a different episode. Maybe it changes from what they originally said to what they plan to do now in a future episode. But that's where these two candidates stand now. So teachers out there, be informed. You know, you certainly don't have to be an expert, but understand kind of what it means to vote for each candidate. It's really important to be informed and to know what could affect your job, your students, and your schools. So thank you so much for listening to our podcast this week. We want to continue the conversation that we've had today through social media on our Facebook group. You can find us on Facebook at Two Coffee Teachers. You can also follow us on Twitter at @2CoffeeTeachers. So at Two Coffee Teachers. You can even leave us a voicemail. Send Alex and I some love on a quick voicemail, or we might put you on your voice on the next episode. You can call us at 443-300-8908. Again, that's 443-300-8908. It'd also be a big help to us if you could rate us on iTunes. We love and appreciate your rating reviews on iTunes. We read them all, and we account for them all. So put your thoughts in there. That's one of the best ways to reach out to us and also spread it out so other people can hear what's going on in our podcast community. That's the best way to put it out there for people to be a part of our growing community. So, podcast listeners, thank you so much for being part of the Two Coffee Teacher Podcast. Keep up the good work in the classroom without needing that second cup of coffee. Take care, guys.